In sustainable supply chains, digitalization and logistics is now enrolling for a September start. This part-time online evening course is accredited by Southeast Technological University. If you work in transport, logistics or supply chain and are looking to upskill and progress within your career, check out the full list of courses available at ciltskillnet.ie.
Stand back. The Stevie Nicks Experience. Coming to Lost Lane, Adam Court, just off Grafton Street, May 25th. As Europe's only tribute to Stevie Nicks, Vicky Martin invites you on an enchanting journey through Stevie's biggest ever hits, from Fleetwood Mac to the present day. A hauntingly authentic live show not to be missed. Stand back. The Stevie Nicks Experience. May 25th at Lost Lane. Tickets €28 plus booking fee from Eventbrite.
The Undertones. I wanna hold her, wanna hold her tight. With very special guests. Something Happens. Live at 3 Olympia Theatre. Saturday, December 7th. Tickets from £41.70 are on sale this Monday at 10 a.m. from Ticketmaster.ie. Additional charges may apply. The Undertones. Live at 3 Olympia. Tickets on sale this Monday.
It's almost 8 o'clock with Noyx.ie. Step into elegance and comfort with our quality Swiss-made flooring options.
It's Noyx Newman's kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Radio Nova Instant Traffic.
With Windsor, Airside, Nissan and Peugeot. Where happy drivers save big with our certified scrappage scheme. Windsor.ie.
Breakdown now on the M50 northbound. It's between Junction 5 Finglas and Junction 4 Ballymun. Southbound, it's solid from the M1 interchange until after Junction 6 Blanchardstown. And just a reminder that the rightmost toll lane in the north bore of the Dublin Tunnel will be closed this week as part of upgrade works. Any updates you have for us? 087 1818 100.
On FM, on your mobile, and on your smart speaker. Radio Nova.
News for Dublin, Kildare, Meath, and Wicklow.
With the latest from the Nova newsroom, I'm Daniel Pitcher. Tragic drowning victim in County Clare named, and Eric Ten Hag's major sigh of relief in the FA Cup. Good morning. A 7-year-old boy who died after getting into difficulty in a swimming pool in County Clare has been named locally as Shay Lynch. He was recovered from the water unconscious at the Lakeside Hotel and Leisure Centre in Killaloe on Saturday afternoon. The boy, who's from Clonlara, was rushed by ambulance to University Hospital Limerick, where he was later pronounced dead. It's understood that he had attended a birthday party at the hotel. There has been a dramatic rescue off the North Dublin coast. A ferry spotted a swimmer in difficulty in the water off Howth as he was trying to swim to Ireland's Eye. Cliona O'Dwyer has more.
A swimmer was clinging to a marker buoy 1 kilometre from shore when he was seen by a ferry off the Howth coast yesterday evening. He'd been swimming on Burrow Beach and then decided to swim out to Ireland's Eye when he got into difficulty. The Adam Patricia ferry took the swimmer on board and alerted the Coast Guard unit from Howth, which was sent to meet the ferry. Its crew took the tourist in his 20s, who had been in the water for 2 hours, to its local station. The man was suffering from severe hypothermia and was then taken to Beaumont Hospital. Howth Coast Guard is warning people long-distance swimming without proper precautions is not recommended.
Radio Nova News.
Live.
A message is being sent to the Thonish that any redress schemes for Stardust victims needs to be discussed with them. Micheál Martin indicated yesterday the government will seriously consider such a scheme for the relatives. Well, the Taoiseach Simon Harris will offer a state apology to them in the Dáil tomorrow after all 48 victims of the 1981 Dublin nightclub fire were found to be unlawfully killed. Sinn Féin Senator Lynn Boylan says it's vital families get the appropriate redress scheme.
If there is to be any redress scheme, because they've always said it was never about the money, but if there is to be a redress scheme, that they need to work with the families and the legal team to get the terms of reference correct, because let's not forget that the previous compensation scheme that was established was deeply traumatic for the families, and they don't want to be re-traumatised by a badly conceived redress scheme.
And that's your news for now.
Sorry, you wouldn't have a table, please.
Oh, sorry. Do you want to sit down?
Irish people can be very polite, but sometimes it pays to be direct. Come direct to Energia for our best rates on electricity and gas with Ireland's cheapest dual fuel bundle, as well as energy insights to help you manage your usage. It means you're getting a better deal, and we're not sorry. Switch today at energia.ie.
Energia Smart Data Plan. EAB €2,490. Standing charge, PSO levy, carbon tax and discounted unit rates apply. Full details including associated terms and conditions at energia.ie.
Radio Nova.
Sport. With Peak Windows and Doors, your home, our pride. Now open Sundays. Peakwindows.ie.
Manchester United avoided major embarrassment just in the FA Cup semi-finals yesterday. Erik ten Hag's side were 3-0 up and looked sure of a place in the final. However, they were pegged back by Championship side Coventry City, who had a late winner ruled out by VAR. United eventually won the tie on penalties and will face Manchester City in the decider. Boss Erik ten Hag disagreed that this was an embarrassing outing.
No, I can't see that word, because in the end of the day it's about the achievement. Yeah, I see the mistakes we make, and we can't look away from it, but it's not an embarrassment. It's, as I say, it's a huge achievement.
Well, Liverpool defeated Fulham in the Premier League to go level on points with Arsenal at the top of the table. However, the Gunners are ahead on goal difference. Everton 5 points clear of the relegation places after a 2-0 defeat of Nottingham Forest. West Ham went down 5-2 at Crystal Palace, while Aston Villa beat Bournemouth by 3-1. And finally, Dublin's hurlers opened their Leinster Championship campaign with a draw against Wexford. They were behind before a late goal from Keane O'Sullivan ensured that there would be nothing to separate the sides. And that's your sport for now.
Radio Nova weather
with quotedevil.ie.
For car insurance, van insurance or home insurance, call the Quote Devil. Unless, of course, you've got money to burn.
The Quote Devil's always got one hell of a quote.
Quote Devil Limited is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Much cloudier conditions this morning across Leinster, but it is going to be mostly dry today. A few sunny spells breaking out at times and we're looking at highest temperatures of up to 15 degrees. You're up to date to the home of the Nova Noise. Get your first play at 7:30 weekdays with your chance to win the extra Gallagher's Grand on Radio Nova.
See what you do. Everybody smiles at you.
Radio Nova with PJ and Jim. Morning, ELO, Mr. Blue Skies. Off the back of that weekend, absolutely.
I
think a day or two more of it. In fact, maybe a day or three more of it. I don't think the rain arrives till Thursday or something.
Oh, look at this. Learn to live a little, everybody. Live for the moments, for the happy times, for the little things, gifts that life sends you every so often. Not just the sunshine. Not just think of the tossers who waved away the dessert cart on the Titanic. What a pointless exercise it was.
I'd say there was a few barbecues doing the rounds. I wonder did the bomber manage to shift any of PJ's bangers over there?
Oh, I'd say so. Sure, there are free all this week, don't forget, in Brown's Butchers. Free sausages all this week. You just go in
honour of the good weather. Yeah, and you getting it right a month late.
Yeah, you just have to go in and say backwards, because that's the way he says, sausage for, or like me, two have for free. Thank you, bomber. That's all you have to say, and you get them free. But make sure you have something to eat. Make sure you have something to eat this morning. There's evidence, there's proof. Scientific exploration has gone into the fact that people who skip breakfast are more miserable than regular people. I look at Jim McCabe here every day. Jim McCabe is one of those people, I don't do breakfast, no. You know, it's like, because he hasn't got a flagellator. To hit himself.
A flagellator.
Yeah, he hasn't got one. So he skips breakfast and then he has his lunch at 11 o'clock in the morning.
It's kind of convenience because, when you're working, in fairness, you have a lot more free time, but, you manage to fit breakfast into your work. You don't get a chance, really. You know what I mean? You don't get a... It's no opportunity over the course of the 4 hours to stop.
You have to make your opportunities, Jim. You have to send me out to make your eggs or something. Do whatever it needs to do. Fill your belly.
Can you imagine that? Imagine me saying to you, PJ, go out there and make me...
I do it.
And you think I'd trust you not to interfere with them.
There you go, Jim. I'm just going to watch you.
Eat them.
I'm going to watch you.
Eat them now. Them now.
What do you mean, why am I smiling? Eat them.
Not a whole.
But that's it,
But you see, this is weird now. We go on about the contradictions all the time, but so now this is, so it's bad for you, they're saying, emotionally how you feel and everything.
Brain chemicals, man. Brain chemicals.
If you don't eat.
If you don't eat, you'd have no brain chemicals.
Right.
None at all. That's science.
Okay.
If you do eat, you do get your brain chemicals. The ones, definitely the positive brain chemicals. Your body starts, and they say that you're 70% more at risk of getting a dose of the blues if you're, not eating breakfast. Breakfast is so important. Food is so important. Like I said about the Titanic, don't even make it a healthy breakfast. Have a bowl of Cocoa Puffs and an ice cream sandwich. Do whatever you want to do. Live for the moment and you'll be happier.
How can you people talk about breakfast if you're a shift worker, for example?
Your
breakfast happens to come at, I don't know, 4 in the afternoon.
Well, you're supposed to prioritise. You're just supposed to make sure you do it, because if you don't eat, your cortisol levels go up, hanger. That's what that is. Your cortisol levels go up. I'm hungry. I need food. And even though you would have trained yourself into misery, you don't notice it so much, but it's there. It's there all the time.
Yeah.
Whereas if you ate, your mood would be better and you might not even equate it to the food. You might be saying, I don't know what's wrong going on today. And I'll be there, what about those eggs I made you earlier? The ones I rubbed in my hair before I put them in the pot? What about them? It's probably that. They say that, researchers are saying you got to do it. You got to focus on, feeding yourself, sustenance, all that sort of stuff.
What if you're not hungry, though? What if you just don't,
You have to force a routine into yourself. You do, you have to force a routine.
You're now advocating force feeding, are you?
Yes, I am, yeah. I think that's pretty much what all the medicine people of Ireland would say. Yeah.
Force feed yourself whether you're hungry or not.
Start with a box of milk tray in the morning. Start by getting those into you.
Just to point out
pull back gradually.
Of PJ's many talents, being an actual doctor isn't one of them, so just do bear that in mind when taking on board the advice.
I like to call myself a nutritionist. It's a qualification I gave myself.
Well deserved.
Well deserved.
Did you ever do the skipping breakfast, the intermittent fasting? Any version of that?
No, I never did. No, I never had that. I'm too compulsive.
In fairness, in the years that I know, you do actually get hangry. Not necessarily in the mornings. I mean, at any stage. Food is a... If we have to go anywhere, if we have to... Whatever, it's always is there going to be food at this? Or what's going on?
Well, if at any stage of the day I think about food and then realise I don't have it, I get upset.
Yeah.
Now I've just thought of chocolate miniature eggs. That's it. Until I get some, you've lost me.
Radio Nova. Seriously addictive.
With BJ and Jim, morning glory. Thanks to InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie. 19 minutes past 8. Colin's just been on off the back of that story in the papers today that apparently skipping breakfast might lead you to unhappiness.
Mm.
Apparently, if, well, I mean, look, it's. They're not. They didn't go all in on it. They didn't go two-footed in now to say it's guaranteed.
No, they didn't. They said
you.
It's much more. It's more likely. Yeah, there's a question on it. But let's face it.
And you do have to factor in
whoever says I feel great. I haven't eaten that today. Nobody's ever said that.
I don't know. Some people, you know. Sometimes, depending on what you eat or how much of it you eat, you can get that sort of, you know, lazy. Tired, kind of lethargy thing.
Greatest feeling in the world. Greatest feeling in the world.
I agree with you on that one. But anyway.
I had a confirmation the other day, and the guy I was sitting next to, my brother-in-law, I suppose he would be, wouldn't he? And he goes, he turns around to me at one, we were there about 10 minutes, and he goes, are you all right, yeah? I was there, why? And he goes, you're after eating two dinners and the kids haven't even sat down yet. I was there, yeah. Well, there you go.
So you have a very specific approach to making sure you're in a good mood with food. But anyway, it does depend on what you eat as well. You were talking about kind of, what did you proclaim yourself to be, a nice-tritionist?
I'm a nice-tritionist, yeah.
Yeah, in terms of just eat what you want.
Yeah, it's a qualification that I've come up with myself. I drew it myself with watercolours, yeah.
Colin has been on. His breakfast consists of a bottle of Lucozade and a tobacco sandwich. Very, doesn't sound like the healthiest one.
Doesn't sound like it. Doesn't even sound that nice now, to be honest with you. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, glucose and tobacco hit. Yeah. Sounds more like you're trying to survive while on the run than anything else.
Yeah. And then there's somebody else has been on. Catherine, I think it is, was on. Say, always have an egg or two for breakfast.
Yeah, and she has...
In her case, they happen to be Cadbury cream eggs.
Very nice. This nice nutritionist approves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody says, I hate breakfast. It's at least 3 p.m. before food for me.
What are you doing?
Says Will.
Get out and enjoy a cream egg like the other person. Although I saw a food influencer. You know these food influencers, you see, they always...
God.
And he holds up a cream egg, right?
Mm.
And he goes, you know what cream is for? Is short for crematorium, he goes.
What?
Yeah. I said, no one's going to die because they have a cream egg. Yeah, he's there.
Cream,
real eggs.
Cream is short for crematorium.
I was like, no, it isn't. What I'm talking about is a dramatic sort of way of looking at a cream egg.
What an absolute.
Yeah, there goes. Calm down. I suppose a Yorkie is just a chocolate coffin box you nitwit.
This is Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
Radio Nova. The ball in the bag on Radio Nova.
It's the ultimate couples challenge.
You and your significant other up against two other couples for one great prize.
But what will you choose?
Maybe it's a bowling ball in a football bag.
What use is that?
What if it's not a ball in a bag? What if it's a bag wrapped around a ball?
You deserve a kick in the...
No. You can't say that, Jim.
For an extra chance to win, head to 123inc.ie.
Printer consumables and office supplies. For home, for office, for less. 123inc.ie.
The ball and the bag.
Three couples, two prizes. Which one will you pick?
Seriously addictive on Radio Nova.
Measles is highly infectious and can be serious. About 1 out of 5 people who get measles will be hospitalised. The best protection against the measles is vaccination. If you or your child miss the MMR vaccine, the HSE is now offering a free catch-up programme for children and eligible adults. And once fully vaccinated, you're protected for life. To find out how to get your vaccine and to book an appointment, visit hse.ie/measles. From the HSE.
Braeburn Coffee has opened a brand new drive-through cafe located on the N7 westbound at Apple Green Rathcoole. We're open 24 hours, so whether it's that much-needed coffee, lunch on the go, or a late-night treat, we have you covered. We have iced and plant-based options, speciality drinks like our signature iced matcha, and delicious warm chunky cookies. Stop by the Braeburn Coffee drive-through at Apple Green Rathcoole. Open 24 hours.
The Black Keys live in concert. Three Arena Dublin, Friday, May 3rd.
Baby, I'm howling for you.
Tickets from £67.70 on sale now from Ticketmaster.ie. Additional charges may apply. The Black Keys live at Three Arena. Tickets on sale now.
Okay, so that's this month's budget almost sorted. Just phones to go. That'll complicate things.
Well, there's 10 of us, so 140.
That's very exact.
It's essentials from IP Telecom. €14 a head. 10 of us, 140.
What about the calls?
Calls are included, so still €14 a head.
Ah, but what about mobile calls?
Yep, mobiles are included too, plus UK mobile and landline calls. Look, it's simple. Essentials from IP Telecom cost €14 a head. Just go to iptelecom.ie. That'll explain it.
Essentials by IP Telecom. All your business calls, a phone system and more. Visit iptelecom.ie.
Thinking about a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie is Ireland's new online jobs board, dedicated to getting you the job you want at the pay you deserve. It's the best way to find the perfect job for you. Search thousands of jobs in companies companies nationwide. Upload your CV and find your dream job today, all free of charge. Find a job you love at recruit.ie.
Hello, I am Mattress Mick. Not getting a good night's sleep? Well, a new mattress from me will do the trick. Buy in-store or online at mattressmick.ie.
Rockathon, May 25th at Ferry House Racecourse. With two stages paying tribute to Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Black Sabbath, Metallica, Queen, Foo Fighters, Slayer and many, many more. Rockathon Festival has a big sound, great atmosphere and the best fans ever. Tickets at rockathon.ie.
And we're back.
With DJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe.
And seriously addictive music at breakfast on Radio Nova's Morning Glory.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie.
Last night, a little angel came pumping on my floor. She said, come, baby, got a license for love. And if it expires, pray help from above. Because in the midnight hour, she's crying, love, love, love. With a rebel yell, she's crying, love, love, love. Wow! In the midnight hour, baby, love, love, love. With a rebel yell, love, 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 love. She don't like slavery, she won't sit and beg. Well, it's all alone when she sees me to bed. What set you free and brought you to me, babe? What set you free? I need you here by me. Because in the midnight hour, she cried more, more, more. With a rebel yell, she cried more.
Radio Nova Instant Traffic.
Right, latest update. The M50 southbound solid. We're told from the M1 interchange until Junction 6, Blanchardstown. Some of the other busy spots. The N7 eastbound busy from Junction 5 at Go. Rathoath Road southbound congested from Talca Valley Road. Clonsky Road inbound slow alongside Richview Office Park. Eastbound queue on Charlestown Road between Rathmines and Ranelagh Village. Swords Road inbound, usual story there from Whitehall flyover, pretty packed. Temple Oak Road inbound, delay there after Bushy Park. So plenty of busy spots around. And also just a reminder that the rightmost toll lane into the northbound bore of the Dublin Tunnel is closed all this week as part of upgrade works. Any updates you have to pass on, 087 18 18 100. Nova Traffic is with Windsor Airside Nissan, where happy drivers save big with the certified scrappage scheme. Windsor.ie.
Radio Nova.
News update.
Good morning again, guys. New research points to a doubling in the figures for people who have been injured in road traffic collisions. The Road Safety Authority has collected combined data from hospital and Garda figures and showed that between 2014 and 2022, the numbers of casualties taken to hospital was 18,021, while over the same time, the numbers of those reported by Gardaí was 10,687. Cyclists, meanwhile, make up 27% of hospitalisations, but on Garda figures, that was just 18%, so a big discrepancy. The coalition of new figures was an EU directive with future funding required. Constantly seeing an image of yourself on a screen during a work call could lead to increased mental fatigue. Researchers from the University of Galway questioned whether more women became fatigued than men when looking at previous studies, which suggested that women were more self-aware by looking at their own image constantly. But they're suggesting the numbers are more equal. They say that turning off the mirror image could help offset feelings of tiredness. Sport and Manchester United narrowly avoided one of the all-time great FA Cup shocks after they defeated Coventry City 4-2 on penalties at Wembley. Erik ten Hag's side had a 3-0 lead with just 20 minutes left, but conceded three late goals to force extra time. Coventry thought they had the match won in the last minute of extra time, but were denied by a VAR check. Meanwhile, yesterday in the Premier League, Liverpool defeated Fulham by 3-1 to go level on points with Arsenal at the top. The weather, another very pleasant day ahead of us, but much cloudier than the week. Weekend with highest temperatures of 15 degrees. And now you're up to date on Radio Nova.
Slashed and torn.
Why?
Radio Nova with PJ and Jim under pressure. Queen and David Bowie, 23 minutes to 9 o'clock. Morning to you folks. Keith has just been on to let us know that there's a crash on Luke Kelly Bridge. It's at the lights. Three cars involved in this crash. Apparently one of the cars has its wheel off.
Oh no.
As a result of it. So Keith maintains the bridge will be blocked. So Luke Kelly Bridge, not looking good at the moment.
Stay
Keith.
Away, yeah.
Thanks for letting us know. 087-1818-100 if you want to give us a shout. PJ was in a church over the weekend.
I was.
Well, Friday.
Confirmation. I was at a confirmation. Yeah.
And,
all went very to plan, I would say.
Absolutely. You didn't burst into flames. You did. You were saying manage to nip out for a wee.
I did nip out for a wee. I had to, mid-session.
I wasn't sure you were able to do that in a church. I didn't know that was an option.
I think it's different.
Did you have to interrupt the priest while he was talking? Was he in the middle of the Our Father and you went, sorry.
No.
I'm actually
not even messing. It was Ard the Grain of Coolock. Like, not formal. It was great. Even the priest was actually called Father Deco, by the way.
Not formal. Oh, right.
It was nice, laid back, People
an informal confirmation.
An informal confirmation, I would say it was,
yeah.
You were able to do what you wanted to do when it was happening now, and that was the truth, Nice, grand. So Father Deco was doing his thing in the whole of... Very good performance from Father Deco, I have to say.
Right.
He does
a good mass, as Father Deco.
He did a good mass, and he told nice stories, a lovely fella. And then, you sort of, that feels a bit more valuable, I think, when you read the story like today. I feel sorry for this. A couple wanted to get married. Last week was the big day, and the priest turned up absolutely scuttered, drunk. So drunk, they said, that he didn't even know what he was talking about.
The priest did.
An hour and a half late, he turned up, right? And people who were there, I was going to say mourners, they were supposed to be celebrating the marriage, but they turned out to be mourners, says he was not only visibly drunk, it was the most disastrous service I have ever attended in my life. Another person said it was an SH1T show. They said, well, why? Well, apparently he couldn't. He kept losing his train of thought. So he was up
obviously
there going...
Obviously, because he was half cut.
Yeah, so he's going, this is so nice to be together now. Love is about compromise for happiness. It's a great day, and my God, aren't you wonderful? And isn't everyone there dressed very nice to be here? And don't forget, Jesus is also with us and would like to...
The way you're doing that makes it sound like you're doing a drunk bomber.
Yeah, but that's what it'd be like. It'd be like the bomber turned up to do your wedding. That's how they're going to do when the wedding is, because, love is what we're all here for, don't you have to do? Get the tabernacle stuff on there, because you need to do the procession up there, yeah? Do you take this person to be lawful wedded, married until the dead do depart?
Wow.
And all that, yeah. And they were absolutely disgusted. But some people really enjoyed the bit of crack out of it. People who weren't too connected thought it was great crack. And when the church collection was going around, he was saying, everybody needs to give lots of money if they want to go to heaven. Ha, 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 he said, right. And I think that would be kind of funny, If I was watching that, no way I wouldn't be able to get a bit of crack out of it.
Yeah.
And some people are saying he should actually charge now.
Are they claiming that
to be the drunk priest for the next wedding?
They're claiming he ruined the wedding, are they? Or at least some of them are.
Yeah, he is, yeah. And they said he was reported, right, to the local diocese and all. And they apparently said, oh, not again. So he has history.
Wow.
Yeah, he has history,
Can you sack a priest?
I don't know.
A man whose birthday it is today, he's defrocked.
Whose birthday is that now?
Neil Horan, the priest.
Neil Horan, the priest.
Used to run out in the
ruin sporting events.
Yeah.
See, ruined sporting events.
He's defrocked.
Events. You can be sacked for ruined sporting events. Ruining wedding, I'm not sure. Probably,
Yeah.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
The other thing about it is maybe he'd done a lot of masses before he got there, and like the old altar wine
had just
gotten the better of him.
Maybe that was it. He's got, yeah. Blood of Christ, that's how something. That's how much fella can take. So it's been. I'm after doing two funerals, a wedding, and a birthday party. And I have to say, I don't even know why they had a priest at a birthday party.
I think they meant to book a clown, and it just went wrong.
The bus is clown, but Christ turns up, I don't know magic. But I did have a bottle of juice.
Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
Radio Nova.
Hiya, it's Marty Miller here from Marty at Work. I've said it before, it's great crack working at a radio station like ours. For example, listener Phil is celebrating 2 years living in Ireland and listening to Radio Nova. So what do I do to celebrate? Play him a song he doesn't really like.
Oh, Mr.
Mr. Miller.
Might just tune out for 2 minutes, though.
Good sport. Weekday mornings from 10. Seriously addictive music for your workday, chances to win stuff, and a general hangout.
10 to 1 on Radio Nova.
With A1 Tradesmen. Need a handyman or plumber? You need A1 Tradesmen. Find us on Facebook.
24/7, the handyman.
Waiting for you.
What can we afford? Who can I talk to? Can I track my progress online? Do we have all the documents? How quick is approval?
There's a lot to think about when buying your first home. But with AIB's support, getting your mortgage sorted is easier, so you can focus on the questions you really care about.
Could this be home?
Talk to us today. AIB, for the life you're after. Lending criteria, terms and conditions apply. Allied Irish Banks PLC is an authorised agent and servicer of AIB Mortgage Bank UC in relation to the origination and servicing of mortgage loans and mortgages. Allied Irish Banks PLC and AIB Mortgage Bank UC are regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Braeburn Coffee has opened a brand new drive-through cafe located on the N7 westbound at Apple Green Rathcool. We're open 24 hours, so whether it's that much-needed coffee, lunch on the go, or a late-night treat, we have you covered. We have iced and plant-based options, speciality drinks like our signature iced matcha, and delicious warm chunky cookies. Stop by the Braeburn Coffee drive-thru at Apple Green Rathcool. Open 24 hours.
The Black Keys, live in concert. Three Arena Dublin, Friday, May 3rd.
Baby, I'm howling for you.
Tickets from 67.70 on sale now from Ticketmaster.ie. Additional charges may apply. The Black Keys, live at Three Arena. Tickets on sale now.
When you've junk you need to move, clear or shift, think Swift. Because Swift Skip is the reliable and efficient family-run company that can handle all your rubbish. Whether you're clearing a small room, a whole house, or a business, Swift Skip have a range of skip sizes that can handle the job. And they offer a junk removal service and weight and load system too. So don't just move, clear, or shift it. Swift Skip it. Hire a skip now at swiftskip.ie.
Motorland, Dublin's independent used car specialist, where you'll find a great range of quality pre-owned cars. Our friendly team can help match the right car for your needs with a range of finance options available. Got a car to sell? At Motorland, we offer a comprehensive cash for cars service with no obligation to buy. Drop in to the Motorland team at Robin Hood Industrial Estate Ballymount, open Monday to Saturday, or browse our current stock online at motorland.ie.
With cash becoming scarce, it's good to know at Martin Gear Jewelers, we still buy gold. Any amount, any condition. Instant cash for your gold. Simply bring your gold and your identification down to 5 Mary Street. We check it, weigh it in front of you, and make you a cash offer. Your personal jeweller, Martin Gear.
5 Mary Street.
And now, let's get back to seriously addictive music at breakfast. It's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim, only on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie.
Maybe I don't really want to know how you got in gross, 'cause I just want to fly. The pain in the morning rain as it soaks you to the bone. Yeah.
Radio Nova with PJ and Jim, Oasis, Live Forever. Morning, folks, 10 to 9. See, Liam Gallagher was in a bit of a Twitter spat with them, with Alan Shearer. Did you see that?
Was he?
Yeah.
He's always fighting with someone.
It wasn't that much of a spat, really. I think it was just literally one. I think he called him a... I think he called him something weird, like a cop or something, or a...
A cop?
Shearer, yeah. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, I don't know what it was about. I think something Shearer said while he was interviewing Pep Guardiola or something like that.
Oh, right. Anyway. And did Shearer, like, lash back or anything? No.
Shearer came back with one of those really, like, you know...
Square.
Slightly... Yeah, square is exactly the word. Square is exactly... It was like, hey, Liam, don't look back in anger.
Yeah, oh, you're or like, oh, like
that. It was like, wow.
Stop it, Dad.
Yeah. Well, I'm afraid it was very much that. It was. It was like...
You prefer it blur anyway. Did you?
Yeah. Anyway, on the subject of what we thought. Oh yeah, PJ being in church. We were talking about a drunken priest who apparently ruined a wedding. But I did mention the build up to it that PJ was in a church, believe it or not. Didn't burst into flames.
The holy water wasn't boiling.
Sort of, yeah, there wasn't nothing. Any sort of weird.
It was actually a very successful day. Yeah.
Yeah, and as I say, he managed to, you know, treat the place like home. Nipping in and out to the loo.
Yeah,
probably
point.
Went looking for a sandwich and all, did you?
I did.
Well, you say one time, but somebody has been on to say, now this may or may not be the case, but somebody was on to say, I was sitting right behind him and he was like a child, giggling and fidgeting. At one point, he took a picture of the priest and drew little devil horns on him and everything. Can't bring him anywhere.
That's not...
Is that true?
That's not true. Just because though. Wait, what were you doing looking at my phone anyway? This is very strange. Hey!
But did you do that? Is this a person? Was this a wind up? Or were you up to this? Carry on.
Don't know what they're talking about, and I'm sorry.
Radio Nova. Seriously addictive.
You've done it all. You spoke the game, no matter what you say. But only metal, what a bore. Blue eyes, blue eyes. How can you tell so many lies? Come up and see me. There's nothing left, all gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while. It's just a test, a game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile. You have to hide. Oh, come up and see me to make me smile. Oh, I'll do what you want, running wild. There ain't no more. You've taken everything. From my belief in Mother Earth. Can you ignore my faith in everything? 'Cause I know what faith is and what it's worth. Away, away. Don't say, maybe you'll try to come up and see me, to make me smile.
With PJ, Jim, Steve Harley, you make me smile. Collision, sadly, on the M50. It's at Junction 10, the off-ramp there, heading southbound. Daryl just been on to let us know about it. So Junction 10, southbound on the M50 at the off-ramp there. Collision may cause some problems. 0871818100 if you want to give us a shout for any reason. On the way after 9, of course, the start of a brand new week on the Nova Know-It-All, and a great week because everybody wins. What do they win? Well, oh, only the paperback version of Madhouse by acclaimed author PJ Gallagher.
Yes, you do. Whether you like it or not, you're getting that because there's a box here.
Hard to believe we're giving it away, considering I thought just every single person in the whole country had one at this stage.
I'm working on it.
I thought it was obligatory.
I'm working on it. It's a funny thing to celebrate when books that you celebrate a new shape.
Yeah.
And the new shape, the new paperback is out.
The one I had, which wasn't the paperback, has a paperback on it. Do you know what I mean? It's not like it's a hard
cover. I've got to be honest with you. I still don't understand why this.
Yeah.
I still don't really get it.
It's the tabloid version of PJ's book, Madhouse.
And there's even more juicy details about Jim McCabe in it.
Anyway, one for you just for playing on the Nova Know-It-All this week, and then we have a fantastic voucher for you to win if you are the top scorer. As PJ said earlier on, then you can go and buy a book that you actually want.
You can get one book you actually want, yeah. You can give away the Madhouse with the boy. Liz Nugent has some cracking stuff out.
Morning Glory.
Seriously addictive breakfast. Weekdays 6 to 10 with PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe.
On Radio Nova. D Woods Lunch Break on Radio Nova.
In a world where we're all worried AI is coming for our jobs, I'm going to play you a track from Fleetwood Mac that was a result of Lindsay Buckingham in the studio messing around with computers and making his own voice sound, well, both male and female, let's face it. Sorry if I've ruined a particular fantasy. That is actually Lindsay Buckingham doing the higher parts. Just so you know.
Nova Lunch Break with D Woods. Weekdays from 1.
With Carol Nash. Celebrating 25 years as the specialist motorcycle and classic car insurance provider in Ireland. Get a quote today at carolnash.ie. Radio Nova.
Journey. Freedom Tour 2024. Live at SSE Arena Belfast, November 4th. And 3 Arena Dublin, November 5th. With very special guests, Cheap Trick. Tickets from $59.85 are on sale now. Maybe subject to fees.
New This Week in Home Store and More. All lightweight luggage is all half price. That's right, half price. But better hurry.